I took my degree in economics at the University of Vienna in 1929. And at the time, there was practically no statistics in Austria, which is surprising because in the previous generations they had a very good probabilist and statistician, Züssasch. Working at the Institute of Economic Research in Vienna, I met a Russian refugee with a very un-Russian name, Oscar Andersen. He was of Danish descent, but all his training had been in Russia. And he left Russia shortly after the revolution and settled in Bulgaria. He made a big contribution to Bulgarian statistics, and he used to visit Vienna occasionally. I got friendly with him, and he gave me an introduction to Ronald Fischer, later Sir Ronald, who at the time was still working in Rosamstedt experiment station. So in 1930, I did some research work for my first book on prices, and the only extensive price material available happened to be at the London School of Economics. So I went to London to collect this material, and since I had an introduction to Ronald Fischer, I visited him in Rosamstedt. Now, Fischer had just started, I believe, his important work at his agriculture experiment station, had already published his book, Statistical Methods for Research Workers, and he gave me a copy of the second edition, I'm not sure, which I still have, and which I found an extremely valuable introduction to applied statistics. And this is my starting point. Now, later on, I came to the United States and had a chance to study with Hotelling and get into some of the problems of multivariate analysis, which are so important. And year after, I had a year in Cambridge, England, and there I had contact with Wishart and many young people who later on became famous, like Lindley and D.G. Kendall. And some contact with Fischer, who at the time was, I believe, a professor of genetics in Cambridge. Well, this leaves out the economics, but goes into the problems of probability and statistics. Now, with economics, it's not really so different. There was a famous Austrian school of economics with the last representatives of those of this school I studied. But this school was extremely anti-mathematical. There was some work on mathematical economics in Vienna, but it got completely suppressed by the leading school, non-mathematical school. And it is only after I got to England and France and United States that I was introduced to mathematical economics. Nowadays, of course, this school practically doesn't exist anymore, and all of economics has become mathematical. So mathematical economists don't necessarily agree. I should mention perhaps that there was an interesting development in mathematical economics in Austria, namely the famous book by Auschwitz and Lieben, which was very much noted in England, France, United States, but not in Austria. Menger wrote a devastating review of this book, and since he was the leading economist in Austria, I mean, this finished Auschwitz and Lieben for the Austrians, so it didn't finish Auschwitz and Lieben for other people.